the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to Worldbeat Canada.
A tiger can't change its stripes. Neither can a zebra, but nobody ever says that. So why do zebras sport stripes instead of, say, checks or houndstooth? It's been speculated that the primary reason is camouflage, which on the African savanna seems unlikely, considering the landscape is green, brown, and blue, not black and white. The reasoning is that in groups, striped zebras could confuse prey, many of which are colorblind. Some zoologists reckon it's a kind of social adaptation to help zebras recognize each other. Or it could have to do with thermal regulation, like what we talked about last week with the whitest paint, reducing temperature. Nature is smart, so all of these characteristics could come into play. But scientists now believe the main function of zebras wearing referee stripes is to deter insects. Kaya Tombeck, a PhD candidate at Princeton, speaking of stripes, go Tigers, studied zebras in Kenya and explains flies have compound eyes that input from thousands of photoreceptors, but in very low-res quality. They get fooled by the barber pole illusion. You know, the diagonal red stripe that seems to be rotating upward infinitely? That tricks insects when they try to land on a striped surface. To test this, scientists painted black and white stripes on several cows, and it reduced the number of biting flies by 50%. While I'm not sure painting cattle is good for them, there may be something for us to take to the picnic here. Try wearing vertical or diagonal stripes. I understand they're also very slimming. I'm Cal Coat. Unfortunately, that doesn't work with bikinis or Speedos. I hope you're bearing up under the summer sun. This weekend at Jericho Beach in Vancouver, it's the annual Folk Music Festival. We have music this hour from headliners Zawosi Queens, Bob LaBlues, Haram, and a touch of the familiar from Alicipe. But tradition suggests we start with brand new sounds, starting with the husband and wife team of Anvaya with Something for the Beach. It's The Sands Between Us and Lal Chunaraya from Worldbeat Canada Radio.
Se hey. apagar. El alma no se vende. El alma no se vende. El karma te alcanzará. El karma te alcanzará. Nada va a quedar. Gente viene y gente se va. El destino no te va a olvidar. El karma te lo va a cobrar. El alma no se vende. El alma no se vende. El karma te alcanzará.
From a forthcoming album, that is Ecuadorian singer, songwriter, activist, guitarist El Hudi, who I have mistakenly been calling El Jury all this time, and I apologize for that. And Vaya before that, and Lal Chunaraya. Here is Sanova from a brand new album called Frequent Flyer from Guelph, Ontario. Hooray, I'm free. New music from World Beat Canada Radio.
What's your name, demon?
Sonic excellence from Synovia. Hooray, I'm free. This weekend, the 18th, 19th, and 20th is the Vancouver Folk Music Festival, taking the stage Friday at 6 p.m. It is the 10-piece gigantic Van City Egyptian Orchestra, Gordon Gradinas Haram. And you know they're there for the love of the music because they're probably taking home about $1.25 each after the gig. En Shakat Al-Hawa is next. From Gordon Gradinas Haram on World Beat Canada Radio. Thanks for being here. Great release. That is the Zawosi Queens, Leia and Pindo Zawosi, daughters of the great Dr. Hukwe Zawose from Tanzania and the Wagogo people. And that was Maisha. And they take the Vancouver Folk Music Festival main stage on Friday night. Then on Saturday, if that isn't enough good global for you, Bob La Blues, the Moroccan Rockers, blow up the main stage on Saturday, wrapping up that day's events. We have something from their debut called Neda, and this is Nawa Beat. Another taste of the Vancouver Folk Music Festival from World Beat Canada Radio.
Oh,
Crispy. Isaac is from Nunavut, and in the evenings, she'd tune in the radio and listen to the popular music. And that inspired her to create Inuktitut, which is the native language of the people of Nunavut, and also the name of her album of covers. Here is Taimanga Lamak, or Time After Time in Inuktitut. Your touch of the familiar from World Beat Canada Radio.
Hi, this is Elisabi Isaac, and you've discovered the beat of the world on World Beat Canada Radio.
Bassist Ja Wobbles, two sons are also getting into the global grooves, blending punk and Chinese as Tian Kiai. We have music from them, and Arc du Soleil is next with Lumen Rain, a Swedish visionary named Daniel Katawatha. This is World Beat Canada Radio. It's all in the mix. Stay with us. I'm Cal Cote. global vibes, combining electronics, deep bass, and Chinese. That is Tian Qi, the sons of Jaw Wobble. Here is Monica Avia. She's a Brazilian flautist, and this is O Batalha e Rainha. Another debut just for you from World Beat Canada Radio. Also in Vancouver on July 27th at the fabulous Commodore Ballroom, it is veteran funksters Simande. They have just released a brand new album called Renaissance, and that was Sweden, with three E's this time. Psy Galaxy is standing by all day cool. That's the way you want to be on a hot day like this. It's World Beat Canada Radio. My name's Cal Cook. Thanks for joining us.
Isso.
My friends told me that I look young every day.
is how you say.
Manu Chao is making a sizzling comeback. That is Solamente featuring Santa Fe Khan, a Mexican rapper. Brand new music. Psy Galaxy before that and All Day Cool. Here is Alton Gunn with Hey Nari from Y'all. Is the ticket right now. That is Alton Gunn, Hey Nari. We're produced and recorded through the facilities of Calco Pirate Communications, our sister broadcast podcast, Celt in a Twist with Patricia Fraser. We take things home with a new album from Adrian Quesada from Austin, Texas, who's just released volume 2 of Boleros Psychedelicos and Ears Primos, featuring the guitar virtuosos of Hermanos Gutierrez. And our last word goes to Karen Blixen, an author who said, God made the world round so we would never be able to see too far down the road. nations.
What's going on? 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 What's going on?